Good afternoon. I call this meeting of Senate Resources Committee to order. The time is 3:31 p.m. on Monday, February 21st, 2022. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum present today. Our Senators Von Imhoff, Senators Kawasaki, Keel, Vice Chair Machicki, and myself, Senator Rivak. Staffing the committee today are Resources Committee Aide Inti Mayo Harbison, LIO Moderator Kelsey Riker, and Juliana Singh from Records. Thank you, as always, for your support to the committee. Please silence or turn off your cell phones. And for those on Teams, please mute yourself until it's your turn to speak so we can cut down on background noise. We have two items on the agenda today, HB 28, registration of boats exemption, and HCR 2, supporting Alaska Ocean Cluster. With that, we're going to bring HB 28 before the committee. This is the second time the bill is before this committee. Previously, there was discussion about updating the effective date of the bill, and I believe there's a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Resources Committee adopt the Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 28, version 32-LS0229/G as our working document.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion. Representative Tarr is here. As well as Mr. Brower, if you'd please come forward to discuss the changes, put yourself on the record and begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Representative Tarr, and I think Mr. Brower is just going to go over the changes today. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yep. Thank you, Chairman Rebeck, and members of the committee. For the record, Dr. Brower, staff to Representative Tarr and the House Fisheries Committee. And I appreciate the opportunity to explain the changes in the CS before you. House Bill 28 version I was originally drafted to pass and be effective in 2021. However, since the bill didn't pass last year, there are several dates that needed to be updated in the bill, and the committee substitute before you makes those changes. The date changes can be found in sections 3-4 of the bill. These sections deal with effective dates for different sections of the bill and also the fee transition period for commercial fishermen who have already paid and registered with the Division of Motor Vehicles. All the dates in the committee substitute are a year ahead of the dates in the version I of the bill. For example, in section 2 of the bill, on line 20, page 2, 2022 is changed to 2023. And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Brower. Are there any questions? All right, I'll remove my objection. Are there any objections? Okay, no further objections. Then version G is adopted as the working document in front of the committee. Is there any further discussion on HB 28? Questions? All right, seeing none, I would entertain another motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 28, version 32-LS0229/G, be moved from committee with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Are there any other objections? All right. Seeing none, the Senate CS for House Bill Number 28 moves from committee with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. All right, we're back on the record, and we're moving on to HCR 2, a supporting Alaska Ocean Cluster. Here to present today, we have Kerry Crocker, staff to Speaker of the House, Rep. Stutes. And on Teams, we have Mr. Garrett Everidge, the Managing Director of Alaska Ocean Cluster. So if you could please put yourself on the record and can introduce Mr. Everidge, should you choose.
Good afternoon, Chair Rivak and members of the Senate Resource Committee. Kerry Crocker, staff for Representative Stutes. Before you today, we have a House Concurrent Resolution 2 supporting Alaska Ocean Clusters. This is a resolution to lend support to help Alaska Ocean Clusters grow in Alaska. The Alaska Ocean Clusters was initiated by the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association in 2017 to promote and grow Alaska's sustainable ocean economy by utilizing existing strengths while supporting innovative and new opportunities. The Ocean Cluster is dedicated to foster the full potential of the state's seafood, mariculture, transportation, and renewable energy, tourism, and research industries. The resolution has no monetary ask. The goal of the resolution is to get buy-in from the legislature so that the Ocean Cluster may look for support in other places. The resolution talks about a partnership with the legislature. This partnership is not financial. It is a partnership focused on working together to solve issues facing Alaska's oceans. Currently, the Ocean Cluster has groups working on new technology to conduct research on bycatch in Alaska waters. The research they gather may be useful for the governor's newly appointed bycatch task force. With Alaska being home to half of the nation's coastline, the possibilities to utilize Alaska's water are endless. Alaska's Ocean Cluster could build off current industries in Alaska, such as fisheries, offshore oil and gas, exploration, shipping, tourism, and expand the new areas like harnessing tidal energy, utilizing fish byproducts, marine recreation, and more. We look forward to seeing Alaska's Ocean Cluster thrive. By passing this resolution, the Alaska legislature would give them the recognition they need. And once again, I have Garrett Everidge, the managing director of Alaskan Ocean Clusters, online.
Mr. Everidge, did you have presentation or did you have comments for us? Or
I do.
Great. Please put yourself on the record and begin.
Thank you, Chairman Rebeck, Vice Chairman Michicki, distinguished members of the committee. Good afternoon, and thank you for your opportunity to speak today. My name is Garrett Everidge. I'm a managing director at the Alaska Ocean Cluster, a program of the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. I'm here today to ask your support for HCR2. This resolution recently passed the House with a vote of 31-3 in favor. I'd like to thank everyone who has supported the resolution, including Representative Stutz, who introduced it, as well as Senator Kawasaki, who is a co-sponsor. We are thankful for the opportunity to describe the work we are doing and to answer any questions. So as you just heard, we're not asking for funding today. We are instead seeking recognition of the work we're doing, which will improve the credibility of our team as a group supporting development of Alaska's modern, environmentally responsible, and resilient ocean economy. We operate today as an innovation cluster, just a term that describes a group of companies, nonprofits, investors, and public institutions working collaboratively and sometimes organically towards innovation within a specific sector or a market. So Silicon Valley is the best example of a successful innovation cluster, but there are clusters located across the globe focused on healthcare, manufacturing, energy. Name a sector, and there's probably an innovation cluster associated with it. Now, our focus is the Alaska ocean sector, including topics just mentioned, as well as seafood harvesting, mariculture, maritime transportation, remote sensing, and others. We are among other peers focused on oceans in Norway, Iceland, Seattle, and elsewhere. Our company portfolio currently includes 11 ocean companies actively working to reduce bycatch, enable precision fishing, reduce the cost and hassle of maritime transportation while growing Alaska's nascent mariculture industry and improving sea ice forecasting in the Bering Sea and the Arctic Ocean, among other challenges. Our companies range in stages from pre-seed to Series C, with one of our startups recently closing a $100 million funding round. We offer our companies refinement of business strategy, market development, introduction to customers, sourcing of mentors, and other general professional support. We are also assisting about 10 other earlier stage entrepreneurs and startups that may someday join the portfolio. We are also working on about 9 other projects in the ocean sector. As somebody who grew up fishing in Kodiak and has been working in this industry most of my life, I think the work we're doing is pretty exciting. As we speak, one of our companies is helping crab fishermen predict where sea ice will be in the Bering Sea 5 days to 14 days out. Another one of our companies has smart buoys in the water right now gathering ocean data. During the pollock beach season starting in June, we will be collaborating with a community development quota group and another one of our companies to test novel bycatch reduction devices with the goal of reducing salmon bycatch. We have helped connect startups with investors that have resulted in private sector investment. We are supporting development of at least three SBIRs. This is one of the primary ways startups can develop and prove their business concepts. We are collaborating with Sandia National Laboratories to identify commercially valuable compounds in Alaska shellfish and are working with engineering students at UAF to improve crab offloading methods, a method that hasn't changed for the past 70 years. So there are others. I won't take any more time, but this work that I'm describing is what an innovation cluster does. We think it has significant potential to encourage technological innovation, entrepreneurship, private investment, and economic development in our state. We would appreciate your support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Everidge. You mentioned efforts to reduce bycatch. Could you mention what are a couple of those?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Through the chair, we are working right now with one company that has bycatch reduction devices that they are piloting. They have this is Safety Net Technology, a group out of the UK. They have a light. This is called a Pisces light. Some early pilot projects and academic research has indicated that placing lights strategically in a trawl net can reduce salmon bycatch, flatfish bycatch such as halibut, and potentially other bycatch. So we are working this summer on a project to try to get those lights tested here in Alaska. We're also keeping an eye on other startups that offer technology around the globe. There are startups like HookPod. They offer a device that can clip onto a hook and reduce bird interactions. There are other somewhat novel ways to approach this bycatch topic through the use of ocean data. Basically, if we have more fidelity about what is in our oceans, we can be tracking concentrations of bycatch. Those are a few examples.
Thank you, Mr. Everidge. Do we have questions from committee members? Senator Von Imhoff.
So I was just conversing here with my colleague. Committee members, do you remember last year we were learning about ocean seeding? Do you remember that? They were going to seed the ocean with something to carbon bycatch? Do you remember? It was really interesting. Are you familiar? You're nodding your head a little bit. It was ocean seeding, something to do with maybe decarbonization or eating up the CO2 or something like that?
Through the chair, yes, this is a concept I've heard about. It's under the umbrella of, you know, carbon sequestration. It's basically viewed as one of the potential reducing emissions, locking in these carbon emissions, sinking them to the bottom of the ocean. There's a lot of activity in this space in terms of how do we engage our ocean sectors, whether it's seeding to prompt algal blooms, growing seaweed, doing other things in response to climate change. There are significant funds flowing into this space that are focused on climate solutions, whether they're philanthropic funds or actual venture funds. So, yes, it's an exciting area of interest for us.
Thank you. Additional other questions? Okay. Thank you both very much for being here to present this to us. Appreciate your time and effort. And if there's no further discussion on HCR 2 or questions, we're going to open public testimony. Public testimony on HCR 2 is now open. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? I don't see any. Is there anybody online who would like to testify? There is.
Yes, thank you for the testimony. Allowed to be testify on this, Chairman.
All right, Mr. Ed Martin, please, your name and affiliation in 2 minutes.
Okay, my name is Ed Martin, Jr. I think all you folks there know me. I'm a resident of Kenai, Alaska, 56-year Alaska resident. You know, the first job I got out of high school was actually, I came down to the Kenai, which was a long journey from Talkeetna, to work in the fishing industry as a, helping somebody over at Chesapeake Island, the bunkers, on a set net site. I'd never been in a boat. I'd never done anything that really related to the ocean or catching fish much. I did real well up on Trapper Creek with a fishing pole, walking up and down the streams catching rainbows and occasionally seeing salmon spawn. So my history of our resources goes back a few years. First off, I support this resolution. I think it's an admirable thing. I don't think it should take 22 whereases to explain what they were trying to accomplish. I think there's a lot of feel-good conversation there and taking up a lot of ink for what they want to accomplish. This is a nonprofit entity who's now, you know, no doubt lobbied you for support. The question is, what's the bottom line? I see there's a zero fiscal note on this. I hope it stays that way. I went on to their website, doesn't bring anything up, but I went on to their Facebook page and I see Alaska Railroad has supported them in some kind of seminar presentation. I'm sure they're going to other state entities in order to get some funding. It's once again, it's another nonprofit. Now, I think we got what, 3,000 in the state? I don't know. I would caution you folks as to how much they may come to you in the future for any money from our state coffers. I believe that there's plenty of private industry out there that will support these folks. I definitely support them. I think bycatch is a serious problem that rapes our oceans and has been doing that for time begin. I believe that, you know, we should pay for what they pull out of the ocean. And if it's usable, you should use it and limit it to the amount of tonnage for whatever they catch. In some cases, throwing that fish back, they don't live and the seabirds eat it or some other fish comes along and eats it. It's a much bigger predator. This is all reality, folks. You know.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. We're after 2 minutes. If you could wrap it up, please, quickly. All right. Thank you, Mr. Martin. Next, we're going to move on to Lee Cooper, a healer. Healy Lee, please name and affiliation in 2 minutes.
It'll be for self. And again, this is Lee Cooper out of Healy. And I watched the very polished presentation put on by the representative for the Alaska Ocean Cluster. And a couple of things come to mind if you go to their website. The first thing you'll see is they're not for profit, which essentially is a license to take money off of the table to pay your staff, to pay advisors, to pay whoever, as long as you don't make a profit. And in the meantime, they got their hands out to you guys on a consistent basis. So to coin an old adage, danger, danger, Will Robbins, because there will never be a solution for them not to ask you for money every single year on a continual basis. I agree with the previous caller that there are plenty of private initiatives out here that will be glad to help fund their forward momentum. That is, if they're truly serious, because bycatch is not new. And he made reference to, yeah, we're going to put a light on it, something from the Brits. Well, ain't that wonderful? Here in the Sea of Alaska, we've been doing this for a long time, and you're telling me we haven't come up with solutions to solve the bycatch problem. Again, we have the solutions. Our fishermen have the solutions. All they need to be supported with is initiatives from both a tax rebate. We seem to be real good at giving the oil companies tax rebates. Why don't we incentivize the fisheries? By the way, in terms of fisheries, how many of our fishermen are actually local Alaska fishermen, not controlled by Seattle? That's also a question that goes hand in hand with this cluster initiative. Again, I ask you to ask hard questions. That's what I expect because you're my representation. And giving away money in our current circumstances is not something I take lightly. That being said, continue the good work, but ask harder questions. Because anybody that's as polished as that guy was needs to have harder questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Is there anybody else online who wishes to testify? Okay, no, there's no one else online, so we're going to close public testimony. Public testimony is now closed. Mr. Everidge, or would either of you, Mr. Crocker, like to address any of that?
Through the chair, no.
Okay.
Mr. I have questions.
Mr. Everidge?
No, no need.
Okay,
thank you.
Senator Machicki?
Mr. Everidge, how is Alaska Ocean Cluster funded?
We are funded through an EDA grant, a federal grant.
And Mr. Everidge, how many state dollars has gone into the Alaska Ocean Cluster organization since your inception?
I don't think any, actually. We have received several federal grants. To the best of my knowledge, zero state dollars.
Yeah, my research shows zero state dollars. Thank you. I just wanted to get that on the record. I have not had anyone lobby me on this bill. Not a single person, not even the sponsor or her staff. So I'm listening intently, and I appreciate that. I just wanted to get that on the record. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Those were going to be my questions as well. Couldn't have said it better. Also, that just to reiterate that this is just a resolution supporting the fine work that you're doing. This does not request any funding. Senator Von Imhoff.
So thank you. You could, as a nonprofit entity, could accept corporate donations. Is that correct?
Through the chair, that is correct.
So, follow up. The purpose oftentimes of entities like yours is to do work that generally isn't profitable, but is necessary in order to at least move an industry as a whole forward. So oftentimes corporations will support entities like yours, which helps the industry, bycatch, doing research and innovation on, like you'd call it basically research and development, if you will, testing these different lights, testing the different monofilaments, testing the different buoys that are gathering data, having biologists go out and look at sea ice, when is it present there versus in March versus present in February, et cetera. That work needs to be done. I'm assuming your data then is public for corporations and others to see, is that correct?
Through the chair, it depends on the project, but in general, it's publicly available, yes.
Okay, I think that's just my point, thanks.
Thank you, Senator Von Imhoff. Senator Machicki?
So in reading your mission, I think we share a couple of interests. One of my interests is to explode the economy in the state of Alaska and the things we do best, employ as many in the private sector as possible, and where we could guide them to thrive so they have less and less dependence on state services and the costs associated with that, we can help people reach their full potential. So, in fact, in your statement it says we're dedicated to realizing the full potential of the state's seafood, mariculture, transportation, renewable energy, tourism and research industries. Am I thinking about that wrong? Do you disagree with anything that I'm saying, or is your goal for Alaska to reach the economic potential of what other countries like Japan, where I've been many times, Norway, some of the other countries have been doing for decades?
Thank you. Through the chair, my sense is we're fairly strongly aligned here. You know, what we're trying to do is basically help in a somewhat narrow way. You know, you can approach this innovation topic a bunch of different ways. The way that we are doing it is to help with entrepreneurs and startups. And, you know, going back to what we heard from Senator Von Imhoff, you know, the work we're doing as a nonprofit helping out startups and entrepreneurs, this isn't immediately profitable work. But it's work that needs to take place in order to grow these sectors, source new ways of doing business, attract startups and entrepreneurs from all over the globe who may have solutions to some of our challenges here in Alaska, while also going the other way, strengthening some of our entrepreneurs, strengthening our startups, and connecting them with global customers. So my sense is that we're pretty closely aligned, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Other questions, comments? Okay, thank you very much again to our presenters, those who called in to testify. I appreciate your involvement, the LIO support staff, committee aid, and pages who help us. We can't thank you enough. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be this coming Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. We're going to review SB 148, the boating safety education requirement, and make some changes to the bill with the sponsor. If it is the will of the committee, that's the intent. So the meeting is now adjourned at 3:59 p.m.